Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
You know, it's a Friday. We've had a very long week of current affairs news. There's lots going on. And I was driving here, listening to my Blair tell his listeners that he's going to be going. And everybody was crying, sending him voice notes, yada, yada, yada. You know, and then I actually watched a clip of Steph Curry. Well, not Steph Curry. It was actually Cat Williams speaking about how he got Steph Curry to perfect his three-point shot. So Steph Curry is probably the best shooter in the NBA right now. And Cat Williams speaks about when he was younger, Steph that is, Cat used to throw these charity games. And he had this guy who was playing out of college. And this guy would just literally like shoot long shots and he'd make them. So then Cat says, he pulled him aside and said, you know what? I don't know what your plan is, but if you can play like this in the NBA, they've got no defense for this. They only start defending along the three-point line. You shooting from the halfway line. And then I don't know whether or not that's what led to Steph Curry being the great that he is, but that talk definitely happened and Steph Curry has also confirmed it. I come to my Blair when he was going to start his show. My Blair is talking about, I don't want to do this show.
Oh, hey.
Yada, yada, yada. It's horrible. I called him. I said, yeah, when? La, la, la. That's why I wanted him here, because I want people to attest. Yeah. Me now I've made stars, eh? What did you don't see?
Wow.
Made superstars, superstars. Oh, Juliet Joseph. Juliet Joseph from 702 will tell you. Oh, my Blair used to contribute on our show.
Yeah.
So okay. Please, don't mess with me.
Are you the topic now?
Guys.
What's the topic?
He is the topic.
No, listen. The topic here is, no, on a serious note, I find that because new generations don't like to study, they don't like to read, and they definitely don't go back into history. This day and age, if you don't sit, I suppose, and sing from the rooftop about your own accolades, people tend to forget them. I'll speak maybe with respect to entertainment specifically. People that don't know Oskido, they'll just know him as a TikTok uncle. And the TikTok is the iceberg of what Oskido is. Oskido is literally the cornerstone of music in South Africa. You know? And so the question is, are you one of those people that will actually go out and say, hey guys, respect me, I am Mpoma Boy? Or do you let them just find out for themselves?
No, you actually just let people find out for themselves, because that is something that I've discovered, especially with the newer generation. More often than not, you walk into a room and you say, hi, I'm Mpoma Boy. And then they just look at you like, hi. And then you're thinking, but who are you? Right? So in those instances, I feel like, you know what? If I've already introduced myself, but you feel like you're so big that I should know who you are, it's okay. Ziyohlangana phambili. And I can tell you, masihlangana phambili, I will come out trumps.
So how do you feel? Do you feel like, because some people will be like, hey man, let people find out for themselves. Or if anybody's going to sing your praises, let them sing your praises on your behalf without you saying it.
Yeah, I don't need to say them for you. You will see it and you will feel it.
Okay. Juliet, how do you feel about this?
For me, it depends on the intention to speak up out about your credentials and all. If it's to support, you know, in those situations where they've called you to speak, support, or maybe just explain your journey and your support systems, listing the people that have been part of your journey, then that's okay. But if it's to gain credit or maybe look down on someone else, for me, it's a no. That's how I see it.
Yeah. My immediate feeling is not to brag about myself.
Yeah.
But I find that, you know how that theory goes about, you know, people who brag about themselves gain power. So if you're going to sit back and not say anything, the things that you'd like to change or the things you'd like to lead, it's not going to happen if you're going to keep quiet the whole time. So, I mean, my first instinct is not to brag, but I realize where it hurts me rather than it helps me.
100%. Because some people may not be certain or even know about your capabilities, and then you often get overlooked. Simply because you didn't come out and say, hey, by the way, I used to manage a newsroom. I know how to do this. I know how to do that. I know how to edit, yada, 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 yada. So where do you draw the line, Mable?
When it comes to our line of work, entertainment, There is no line, guys. Yabona la. Mina, I walk into the room, you better know who I am. Like, I did not come here yesterday. Because I'm telling you, there are so many people that are better than me. I'll say this. There are so many people that are better than me in this industry where I would listen to somebody's radio show and I'd go, yeses, this person's better than me. But abekho where I am because mina ngiyafohla futhi nginenkani and you need that in the entertainment business muzo hlale khoneni ulinda abantu ukuthi bakutshele who you are azokhala
la and shame I knew you before I met you
you better even when I walk into this building mina ngingena la I'm the greatest person to ever grace this building ngipaka
So here's a tweet here from Busumuzi. It says this question is funny coming from somebody who really loves letting people know really loves letting people find out for themselves. You. So I guess it's talking about me. No, let's be honest. Guys, let's be honest.
What?
I talk a lot of ish just in jail. But to be quite honest, there's a lot of things I do in the background that I never say. But if we're being 100% honest, right. Being honest, yes.
Right. If we're being honest, when you will let us know, without even asking, you will let us know. But on that note, though, this actually even transforms beyond just the entertainment industry, even in corporate. Mm. Have you ever worked with somebody that you know is so incompetent, but they're constantly getting promoted in Sebenzini? Why do they get promoted in Sebenzini? Because they don't shut up about the good that they do, the little that they do. Make sure that management knows about it.
Yes.
I mean, I don't let anybody know, guys. Yes, please. I'm here to defend myself.
I align myself with those that will be like, do you know who she is? Usizwe is always like, do you know who Juliet Joseph?
Let me tell you, Juliet. Usizwe and I have got the exact same personality.
You too.
It's just that I'm not Malga Sizwe. We've got the exact same personality. Like, if I see something and I go, this is nonsense. I know Sizwe's gonna think it's nonsense.
God is humbling you.
No, I think I was. Yes, we are humbling. Because kona le mali ka Sizwe ngidingayo and mina ngizofika ngehelicopter. Ngizofika ngehelicopter la studio.
You see? This is the humility I'm talking about. I just come in a meager car.
No.
Guys, please. I'm a down to earth person. Yeah.
I think you downplay yourself.
I'm a humble somebody.
somebody.
I'm a very humble somebody. Give us a shout and let us know. Do you toot your own horn? And is it necessary sometimes?
For the meeting today, ne? And I was thinking I'm going to just downplay myself. No, nonsense. I'm just going to prove them who I am. I'm not going to downplay myself. You just really gave me something to do today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but there's a way to do it, obviously. Don't overdo it. But yeah, definitely they must know. Hey, skuluma nomuntu oyazinda enzayo.
Crocodile of man used to call it being obrayo, but I realized you need to know when to blow your own horn and when to just play humble. Because sometimes when you played humble, I realized Uguti, you surprised the people when they find out Uguti, hey, this guy's capable of X, Y, and Z.
Yes, that's also a very, very good point. You see, being underestimated is the best, the best, the best, the best, because then you over deliver.
Humble somebody, when I'm a Twitter rants. Commendable driver out of your driveway that looked like e landing your aeroplane. Nin, you were showing us your garden that looks like a tennis court. Commendable, we don't even know if you are married or not because you give it, but you don't give all of it. Enough for us to be curious and ask questions, and the questions never get answered. So, Nani, I'm like, Uma play. Siyathanda kodwa asinayo le mali onayo, so we shall remain very quiet. Because Mina, if I had all of those things, you would know as I am walking in the door, Uguti, my name is Mubrawara Svechera, and I am a what, I own what. I'm just saying, asinayo imali.
So you're proving my point here. The fact that you don't know means I am a humble somebody. Yeah?
I am one who does allow people to find out for themselves, but I've got my mom who would tell everybody and anything that moves or anything that has ears to listen or see who is Petru and what does she do with, like, yo, sometimes I even feel so embarrassed because I just want to be on the same level with everyone, but Uma,
So Chris has just sent a message to our group. He says, I'm the only award-winning technical producer in this building.
Ouch.
Okay. Talk that ish, Chris. Talk that ish, my jelly. Come on. This is at real things. Hey? Hey.
Mina, guys, I don't want to lie. I blow my own horn every day. Every day my horn is up there making noise. I'm not going to be modest about what I can do, what my capabilities are, and what my achievements are. I worked hard and I applied a lot of my mind to be where I am and to do what I, to become what I am today. And
I'll tell you something else, right? This is not the age of modesty. Back in the day, I understand why people used to think of modesty as a virtue. And also, because black people were oppressed, you almost didn't want to go out and exude confidence and strength. It was dangerous. You could die for it. But these days, it's almost like if you don't have a voice, people just walk all over you.
Phoenix is the world. Yo, Mina, I tweet my own horn. It is important for people to know who you are. It is important. Hey, otherwise, how would you Khalimela Nyatso? Because, hey, people was with Nyatso out there. So treat your own horn. Make people realize and know who you are. You must tell them and then show them who you are. Kiri, hey, Khalimela Nyatso. Tweet it, but I tweet my own horn.
Good morning, guys. Me, I think I'm the least humble. I'm not going to enter a room and people not know who I am and what qualifications I hold and what I do. I let people know, yeah, you're not going to think all of us in the room are the same. No, like that's a mistake that I'm not going to do. I just need the money. You know, if I have the money, ah.
That's funny. So, guess Zulu 2, we're Tula in Nkosi. When royalty enters a room, the Lord's be a praise singer who will alert you with the second Nico singer, right? Yeah. Like a real ninja enters the building. Yes. The president as well.
Good morning, Kaya family. If I have to say it, 5 o'clock show with my blay. There was no show for that. He proved himself. I know if he was not excelling, I was not going to call waste my time and airtime. Never. I go for the best because I know I'm the best. Yanya, you must go out there and sell yourself. You definitely must.
I hardly tweet my own horn. I don't know why, but I would say I'm quite respected in the industry that I work in. I'm also an award-winning journalist, so yeah. I don't see a need to tell people because it's like you're conditioning how they should respect you. Sometimes you just have to let people do their thing. If they disrespect you, then you know what and who you're dealing with, you know? But yeah, when they find out that I'm an award-winning journalist, I know so-and-so, and I am really connected, that's when people are like, okay, this person is a big deal. And for me, it's like too late. I'm like, ah, whatever, you know? Mm. But yeah, I hardly tell people what I do, what it is that I am. I prefer people just giving you their real perception of you or impression of you, in like face value. I don't want to blab, but yeah, I hardly tweet my own horn. I don't see the need to do that.
Okay.
Mina Sizwa, I have a gift of speaking and I have a gift of problem solving. And I don't shy away from that, my man. I speak it as it is. And I know no one comes close to me, especially la Spanako and Amfetu. They know. And when I bring it all. With no compromise, my man. But I know Batugil. Because I do what I do best. Because it's a gift. It's God given and no one can take it away, my man. I speak very well. And I'm very good at staying calm and problem solving. That's who I am. The first black guy to produce his own vodka here in South Africa.
I am not that kind of person. People just see for themselves. But I would like to blow your horns, guys, to say you are teaching us so much. I am learning so much from you guys. I am not that English that you are. And I would like to thank your parents for putting you into those schools whereby today you are helping us so much. Sizwe, okay, I used to hate Kaya because I thought that it was for the burbs, the rich, the educated and all that. And then I was scared of you. I would never send to comment on the show because I thought that you would ulompok. And then today I'm saying to you guys, thank you so much. You're such great helps. Although sometimes when you start with a topic, I can't even hear where you are going, what you are saying, until all of you are now sharing the topic, and then my beautiful fellow listeners, and then they make me to understand, to say, okay, this is what the topic is about. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for that. And we appreciate your encouragement. That's actually why we do the show. It's for everybody. Literally, everybody.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.